Uno. What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings,
And I'm Keith Finch.
and you are watching or listening to Gun Day Brunch on either open air media, which is where you can watch it with your eyeballs, or you're probably listening to it, statistically speaking, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you are listening to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go ahead and give us a 5-star review and leave an actual rating for the show. Because, again, say it every week. Those platforms are not actively censoring gun content, so reviews and ratings actually do help the algorithm. That
And
being
we checked
said,
YouTube the other day, and they
oh
very
God,
much are. Oh,
yeah,
God.
we had randomly had like 4 more videos pulled down. Shout out, I will say this, shout out to all of the people on YouTube who are still leaving comments about a throwaway line that I had in a video from like 2 years ago where I expressed my opinion on the utility of single action trigger pulls on defensive revolvers. People are very upset about that, but that's not the point. Gun Day Brunch is brought to you by Bleecker Street Publications and Taurus USA. If you like guns, get it from Taurus. And if you like reading about guns, read Bleecker Street Publications' family of products, which include the entire Athlon Outdoors family, which is coming back in print
Yes.
this year.
This year is the plan, bringing back print. Very likely it'll be Ballistic magazine coming back. That hasn't
Yay.
been decided, but Ballistic is on deck to come back first. If that changes, because things change, then you may learn that here. But
You
I can
can't be
definitely
mad at
talk
me
about
for
that.
talking about that because you had a whole party at SHOT Show with a fucking
No,
like
that's
banner
that is
everywhere.
public information. That, like that is coming. I am hunting all the logistical shit in the background to make that
Oh,
happen.
God. I
And
tell you, having been involved in the production of print magazines, not once but twice in my career, I know what a daunting task you have ahead of you. And I do not envy that to you in any way, shape, or form because it is difficult. There's loads of logistics. And the worst thing about publishing a print book is the logistics that you don't think about. And
correct.
then they show up and you're like, these cost a lot of money. Like, the first print magazine that I published obviously was Gun Up the Magazine, RIP. One of the things that we did not take into account was, and it was such a silly thing, was the cost of the comps that we were sending out. Like the people in the industry who get free magazines, right? And because we were a small distribution magazine, that was, it wasn't like it would have killed us, but every month when I was like, all right, we have X number of subscribers, we, print this number of books, and we have this many comps. And I'm like, I wasn't losing money, but it was fucking close.
Yeah, you can just by not accounting for those little things and building it in properly, you can eat your margin really freaking quick.
Ooh.
And you can do that on guns too. You can not account for certain things about moving and shipping, et cetera. And you can go, man, this gun costs $299. That is awesome.
What else
And
is expensive and what was shockingly expensive was so for people who don't know,
I
there's a
have not
lot of
a
different types of binding for magazines. Binding is how you bring the pages together, right? So there's the cheapest way to do it is staple bound, right? Where there's bang bang two staples through the back. Staple bound magazines feel cheap and shitty. That's just that's an objective
Yes, they
statement
do.
of fact. Then there's what's called perfect binding, and Gun Up the Magazine was perfect bound, Ballistic was perfect bound, Recoil is perfect bound, Field Ethos is perfect bound. And a perfect bound, it's like imagine like a paperback book. That's perfect binding. All right. Perfect binding costs money, but you expect that when you're building it into the cost of the book because you know you want a perfect bound book. What we didn't account for when we were doing it was the cost of mailing the book in the little plastic baggies that protect the really nice quality paper because we paid for all of the paper. We use really nice quality paper that costs money, good quality printing that costs money. And it didn't, I didn't think about, oh, how much is it going to cost for me to make sure that the printer puts them in these little plastic baggies? And then when they, so that when they mail them, the post office doesn't completely fucking destroy them. The baggies cost,
Because your shipping don't give a fuck.
yeah,
They
because
the handling, they do not care. They do not
not even
care
a little
what you
bit.
spent on print. They do not care what you
Yeah.
spent to make this a nice product. They have one job, move it from A to B.
Turns out the baggies at the time for us cost a nickel a book, which a nickel doesn't seem like a lot of money until you're printing 10,000 magazines, and then it still it, and then it becomes an amount of money that is both simultaneously not a lot of money, but it is a lot of money.
When it's
So,
not accounted for, it adds up. When you're
yeah.
like, hey, this is like, if you know with every line item that your input, let's say your input into a magazine is $5. It's not, guys. It's not. But if you know that your input into a magazine to from start to finish with all the shipping options you want and everything like that is $5, then you can look at it and go, hey, based on the time and everything else that I need to account for, we can sell this for $12 and we're fine because that takes care of the people, that takes care of my margin, and that takes care of the $5 that it costs to print each and every one of these magazines. But you start missing items, then $5 isn't $5. It actually ends up being $7 and then like $8.50, and then all of a sudden it's like, crap, my margin's gone and I still have to pay writers and I still have all the rest of it. So,
Print, hooray! And people were
yay.
able to, so like I, obviously I was never a big fan of everyone bailing out of the print, out of the print space,
The print
having
market
such a good
changed, it didn't die, is
right. Well,
long.
and but that was the problem, is because the magazines didn't adapt to the change, right? Like you look at the print magazines that are still doing well. Like for instance, I know we're in a space where those guys are technically competitors, one of the sponsors of the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Recoil is doing well as a print magazine because they saw the writing on the wall and yanked back on a lot of the overhead that goes into printing a magazine so that they could focus primarily on a subscriber-driven model. Great. 10 out of 10. Good job. But, when you're a, I mean, shit, we could talk about what's happening at NRA right now. Like, so for people who don't know,
That was big news in our space in particular. Not necessarily, I mean, you guys, depending on if you care about getting your NRA Pub magazine, if you remember, may not have noticed at all. But what changed, Caleb?
Well, it's all go so NRA, in what I think, okay, so I'm going to caveat this with I think this was the right thing to do. Now, let me tell you, a lot of NRA members are very upset about this, but NRA made the decision. And for a number of reasons, which we can go into the speculative reasons for this versus the actual reasons, but for a number of reasons, NRA made the decision to discontinue all of their print publications except for American Rifleman. A whole lot of people got furloughed or, in some cases, let go. The production team from what was, in my opinion, the best NRA magazine, Shooting Illustrated, got moved over to be the new Rifleman production team. And Rifleman is now going to a, it will still be monthly, but I think only four of the issues will actually be printed. Everything else will be an e-magazine. And according to my folks at NRA, the new print magazine will be nice. It's going to be perfect bound. It's going to be focusing on that high quality print publication, which I think is where everybody should be going.
I agree with that facet quite a bit. Is one of the biggest changes that didn't get, and I've got Recoil's print schedule because I work with them in a couple of other facets of what I do. Monthly in 2026 is way too many.
It's a
That's way too
lot.
much. A monthly magazine is way too much. It for the digital age. You don't want That's a ton of logistics and you're burning people out. It's too much and it's very expensive to do. So the NRA moving to a quarterly physical and then making it really nice is going to make that issue feel in every way better, and you're going to be happier to receive it. Because the shift to digital was that like all this information is available online. And if it's not online, what are you doing?
Right. Well, and I think the other thing too, that the argument that people would say for, oh, well, if you don't have, a monthly print magazine, how are you going to respond? How are you going to quickly publish information about new product launches and all of that? And the answer to this, it may but not be something people like to hear, is you're not, and you shouldn't. Like, with a quarterly or bi-monthly publication, the advantage of that is it gives you lead time to better develop stories, right? So, like, instead of, 15 or 20 stories that are 600 words, 600 to 1200 words, you can get, 7 to 12, 1400 word stories. You can get really in-depth long form content because you have a longer tail on how this content is getting developed. And I think that's hugely beneficial for, again, I get that a lot of people want to get their magazine every month. Okay. That's, you've been getting an NRA magazine every month for, oh shit, I'm an NRA Life member. I've been getting an NRA magazine every month for I don't even know how long, right? I couldn't tell you how long. And I do, and this is no shade to NRA. I pick it up, I leaf through it, I check to make sure our ads look correct. If we have ads in it, I check if we've got product reviews in it, and I check to see if my friends have any articles in it. And then I set it on my desk and I forget about it until I clean my desk up 3 weeks later and I throw it in the garbage. And that's not shade to NRA. That's just how that magazine lives in my life.
And it part of the reason for that is the frequency with which you receive it. Like if we see it with email, we see it with digital. If you are receiving too often, it just all blends together, and then I'm losing the value of your eyeballs because you don't care, and I've trained you not to care by talking to you too frequently. Because
Yeah, and
it's
we
not the content at the frequency that you want. Now, some people do. And people who want daily update emails, people who want to see, fresh stories, whether it's news, whether it's, firearms reviews, whether it's, current events content, you name it. There are people who want it at those different frequencies. But the individual print in a lot of cases was too frequent. So these staggered and less frequent physical print schedules are getting it to people with that refresh timeline in mind, so that as they're consuming it, they're actually enjoying far more of the content, and you're getting better value if you're in the magazine, whether you're in there as an advertiser or whether you're in there as actual one of the stories. You're getting better value for that because people are taking the time to read it and see it at that
And
less frequent rate.
I would even make the argument that, as you said, that the cadence for a monthly book in 2026 was weird because it was simultaneously too fast and also too slow,
Correct.
right? Like you would get a monthly book out, but you would have to jam it full of content every month, which is a lot of content to fill every month. And it has to be a certain quality and it's got to be this, that, and formatted in another way, but it still wouldn't be reactive enough to allow you to publish and talk to, things that had happened 2 weeks before, or like things
Correct.
that had happened when the magazine went to print. And you're like, oh, this would have been great to get in there. And now we have to wait 30 days before we can put it in the next issue. And by then it's old. What I think a hybrid publishing schedule, what NRA is doing, and they've always had their websites and all of that, but like having the ability, because they're going to have the digital magazine, having the ability to be like, oh, we need to rip this feature out. And it's as simple having edited a digital magazine as dragging your formatted PDF and dragging it into the app, assuming they've got the right app. Like hopefully they did. And it's a lot easier to plug and play content from point A to point B. And you can say, hey, the digital magazine gets emailed out to every NRA member tomorrow. We need a piece, or in 3 days, we need a piece on the new Taurus Tacti Blaster 9000. Then we can do that. We have the production ability to do that versus with a print book where it's got to, they have to print it and that takes time. There's
So
presses involved, guys.
you have the hard deadlines of this is what your final, and there is no, is it like it's back to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? Is this your final answer? Is this your final print draft? Because once they run, errors and all. It is as it exists. Digital can be fixed, digital can be updated, and even if you have, made it to final, and you have to switch out your timeline. Your required timelines are much, much, much lower. And you see that in digital advertising too, is print is months ahead of time. Digital updates are usually days, right? If I need to swap out an ad set, that requires the pretty pictures to be done and a link to where I want people to land. And that
When
can
I
be done
was
in some cases in a business day is a reasonable turnaround. In some instances, it's minutes. Right. If
the digital
everybody's there, it's minutes.
yeah when I was the digital editor of tacticallife.com, now a Bleecker Street Publications property, we were there. I was very able to be reactive both with content, like with advertising changes, because I, would text our ad, our ad ops manager and be like, hey, I need this changed. And she would text me back and be like, by when? I'm like, 20 minutes ago. And then it would happen, right? And, but we were also, very flexible with content. And that's the key thing, right? Is that our ability to be like, all right, I'm gonna run, I'd roll in, I'd sit down at my desk on a Monday morning and be like, all right, what do I have on the wires that I can run? And I would start queuing up stories. One of our phones is ringing right now. It's mine.
Not mine.
I'd start, queuing up stories, doing this, that, and the other thing. And then maybe I would get like an email about some new product launch or something breaking would happen. And then I'd be like, ooh, we're going to move this press release to, we're
And
going to
I do
move
that
this.
for daily too. Like the
Yeah,
digital
exactly.
flexibility of being very, very current events focused in your digital spaces is excellent. And then being able to in the print spaces that they call it evergreen content online. And it's like, okay, evergreen. Basically, whenever you pick it up and read it, you can enjoy it because it's not timely in any way. So your longer form content can go into the print space. And so you can take those longer, more entertaining, more in-depth stories and put those in your actual physical media space. And people will appreciate that and enjoy that because they're usually opening in a magazine when they have time to focus on that and they're not trying to do other things. Whereas my email will be open while I have five other windows open doing other tasks. And I will be scrolling through the latest, sales at Palmetto State, the latest drops from the various digital pubs. So I'll see Firearm Blog Guys, I'll see the Recoil email, I'll see all that in the digital space and the wire emails, and all of that's very current events. And then the print is going to come back beautifully
I'm
in
not. I'm excited for y'all to bring print back. Selfishly, I hope you bring back the magazine that I worked on, Tactical Life. But that's just, a
They,
personal.
I make no promises because I have none of the final say on it, but Tactical Life is right now one of the ones we want to bring back in physical. There is no other than Ballistic, which is the most
Of course.
the most recognized as well as the most in the shoot to bring back live this year. There is no, because we're floating, we're talking about print schedules, right? We're floating every possible way and we're doing all the logistical math on all of this. Ladies and gentlemen listening to this, it is a nightmare.
It's so much.
There's
Well, and like
so much.
from an editorial standpoint, like being the editor of a print magazine, right, is like,
We should have brought Linus on as a guest this one.
it's a full time, it's a, I mean, it's a, like being the editor of a print book is a full time job. That's why, like, when you look at all of the magazines, all of the publications that still do print and digital, we'll have an editor for both, because it is incredibly difficult. Even if you are a, I think kind of your optimum cadence for publishing, in my opinion, is quarterly, right? But even if you're, even if you're more frequent than that, if you're bi-monthly, or if you're less, you could probably have one guy do the job if you were only semi-annually, if you're twice a year. But like with a quarterly book, it takes a lot of time and effort to coordinate all of this content, make sure that freelancers are getting what they need, this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. And then you have to have an editor for the web because, you know, the web is an endless gaping maw that you must constantly pour content into, because if you turn the free ice cream machine off for even a second, people will go find their free ice cream somewhere else.
Yes. Digital must be fed, and print must be grown. It's curated. Like print is gardening.
Oh,
And
yeah, print is gardening, yeah.
print is gardening. I am planning stuff that is going to come out, months later. Versus, I am thirsty for water right now. Allow me to get a drink. Digital.
Right. And again, pouring content into the free ice
We're
cream
looking at
machine.
various things. Ladies and gentlemen, I will once again say, do not take any of my word as gospel. It could all change tomorrow. We are still figuring it out. But one of the ideas floated that I really liked was doing a quarterly and br then bringing back four of the properties as a rotating annual. So you would get the four brands, Tactical Life and Ballistic being high among them. I think we want to do a knife brand and then a dedicated hunting one too. It's all in discussions.
I tell you
But
what, you
one
should
of
bring back Guns of the Old West as an annual. Once a year, Guns of the Old West.
that has also been floated, and there's a lot of support for that one
Well,
because
because that book
that's
actually
just
did
fun.
well. Well, and
Yeah,
also,
and
that
it's
was the funny
fun.
thing when I was editing, because I didn't just edit tacticallife.com. I also edited ballistic.com and gunsoftheoldwest.com. Ballistic Tactical Life had the most traffic. Ballistic probably had the best SEO, but the one that had the longest session time. So session time, guys, is we measure how long an individual IP address stays on a website, right? And we have many ways of doing this, but session Guns of the Old West had insane session time numbers compared to all of the other ones, which
Which
tells
means
me as the editor, that it may not have the biggest audience, but the people that are there for a reason and they
invested
want to be
audience.
there. Yeah.
If I show you a website and the website has 1 million unique visitors, that's cool. If the time on site for all million of those unique
Point
visitors
one
averages
minutes.
out to 25 seconds,
Less
I
cool.
don't have a great website. That means people are popping in, taking a look, going, nah, and going away. I want my average time on site to be what it takes to read an article.
Yeah,
That should
when that's and that's the
be
big
my
thing.
average time on site is approximately what it takes to read an article. If it's what takes to read two articles, I'm doing even better. So if my session shows you're on three or four pages and you're on there for the time it takes to read two articles, I have done my job because you are a quality visitor and have consumed and enjoyed the content because he didn't leave.
Remember when all of web publishing was trying to be like, we can't write articles that are, every article has to be 300 to 600 words because you can read that article in 30 seconds or less if you're a fast reader. And I was like, this is terrible. Like,
That's a bad idea.
let's not do this. Let's just write good articles that make people want to stay.
Hi,
And
let your creators write about things that they like about. Their quality goes up. Like, I mean, you can hand them assignments and be like, hey, I need you to do this. But if you have them writing about stuff they like writing about and they're consistently turning in 600 to 1200 words of quality consumer, I always told this to my guys. Entertain me for 3 to 6 minutes. I didn't give them a word count. I'm like, make me interested for 3 to 6 minutes so that when I pop this open in my email feed while, I'm doing my morning stuff, I actually focus on that for a while. Entertain me for 3 to 6 minutes. That is your job.
Yeah, because like when I'm reading an article, I don't want to be thinking about the emails that I need to be writing or the this, that, or the other thing that I need to be doing. I actually want to sit back and enjoy the article that I'm reading and be immersed in that, whether it's a review or a story or whatever. I don't want to be, just I don't know. I don't want I
We've turned this, we didn't know what we wanted to talk about, guys, as you might be able to tell. So we're talking about publication. We actually had a completely different idea, which we may still get to, but we've
We
turned this
probably
into a
won't because we've already been
publication
going for half an
discussion.
hour.
Yeah. We've turned this into a discussion on both digital and print publication, which, yay, Bleecker Street is bringing it back, baby. But one of the things that I got, and you can take this as a piece of advice, guys. If you're listening to this and you ever want to get into the content space because you think you
Don't.
have something interesting to rule one, don't. It's like CQB. Hey, rule number one of CQB, don't do it. If you can avoid it, don't do it. It's
No, and
dangerous.
do you guys remember there was a web comic? I don't know if he's still publishing, but the Oatmeal. You remember the Oatmeal, right?
I do.
And he had a comic called How to Be a Writer, and it was step one, get inspired. Step two, drink. Step three, hate yourself. Step four, repeat forever.
Yep.
And I was like, and I mean, I laugh at it, but I have definitely, I the
There
writing
is there
for
is
a
so much there is so much to be said about it's not all doom and gloom, guys, but
No, it's
there's an
really not.
endurance component. There's an endurance component to this writing, whether it's for print or whether it's for digital, but especially if it's digital. There's an endurance component that people don't understand. You may have a brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and you could be good at writing a brilliant article once or like twice. You might have two or three good ideas and be able to put them out really, really quickly. The thing is, the editor's going to come back and he's going to need four. And then five, and then six. And by the way, that's your week. That's not the month. That is
No.
now your week. And so there's an endurance component, especially to digital, that's just like, dear God, what is occurring?
I do miss the days because I was around for the end of these days, but I was there still there for him, where I could write like five, six articles in a month and make a good 5 grand off of those six articles. Those days are gone, guys. If you want to make 5 grand a month as a writer in this space, you're gonna have to write more than six articles.
Think a daily submission, whatever that happens to be, whatever form that happens to take, but plan to submit a daily item if that's what you want to. Oh, excuse me, if that's what you want to pull.
Yeah,
It's
so
a lot.
it's a lot of writing, and but I will say this: you do, you know, I got, we talked about the whole 10,000 hours thing. When I was blogging, for my own website and writing freelance, I was averaging something like 15 to 20 pieces a week with an average length of 600 to 800 words. Believe me when I tell you, I put in my 10,000 hours in writing. And in that 10,000 hours, what I developed was one, it was my voice as a writer. But two, it was also the ability to, take in the information that I needed and translate it into a way that my audience wanted to hear it relatively quickly, because that was how I got paid. And I still like getting paid. But if you want to be, I will say this, guys, it is not all doom and gloom. Being a content creator in the firearm space is tough, but if you are genuinely passionate about it, go for it. Don't
That's
quit your
just
day job
no.
right away.
Make it a hobby first. Make it something and work with editor spaces that are okay with just as is deliveries. They'll make you a little space. They'll put your bio and whatnot up. But as long as you're showing up with something for them regularly, they'll probably start hooking you up with more and more, and you will develop into it as they know they can rely on you. The number one thing that I always told people, because I've gotten asked, and I know you've gotten asked, how do I be a gun writer in the space? It's like you write about it, and then you do it
Yeah.
again, and then you do it again, and then you do
And
it again.
believe me when I tell you
Write
that
something.
despite the fact that, everyone has been saying print is dead. Print's not dead. Print's just changed.
No, print changed.
Then when, when everything has, with the rise of TikTok and Instagram, people are like, oh, well, no one wants to read articles anymore. And I'm like, that is absolutely untrue. The written word is here to stay. And I'll tell you why
Oh,
the
I
written
was.
word is here to stay. Where do LLMs get, where do all of these AIs that people are, going to for all of their answers, those get their information from highly ranked web articles. Okay. So, like, there is still tremendous value in the written word. So don't give up on it. Yeah. I mean, go make
And
YouTube videos and TikToks and shit too, but.
along the TikTok and the Reels route and the YouTube Shorts and all that, people are like, oh, that man, this is content of the future. I regularly consume content that is hours and hours long, long form podcasts, long form, like they content shit, like how people consume things shifts. It doesn't die. It changes, it
Yes.
evolves. It's very much, the king is dead, long live the king. No, there's there the king is still here. So print has changed, and we're coming back into print, and I love that. Digital formats changed, and digital format's going to change again. But I mean, speaking of YouTube, which we may try and get back on it, but don't, they're still very hostile to firearms, so don't bet on it, don't hold your breath about it. But YouTube content, I remember, and you remember growing up, and YouTube content was consumed on computers. Popped it open on computers. Now the number one format that people consume YouTube on is television.
Really? I was supposed to hold
TV.
up my phone. I assumed it would be phones, but no, that makes sense.
Television.
And I've had multiple, which is funny because in the last couple of days, I've had multiple people ask me, why don't you have YouTube TV? And I'm like, I have every other fucking streaming service. I don't need another one.
I have a buddy who had YouTube TV, and it saved us watching. We were watching Army and Navy because I was with a bunch of West Point idiots.
I'm sorry.
I love them. They're great. They're great friends. But a cat, goddamn. But yeah, we were watching Army Navy, and Army and Navy was on YouTube TV. So like,
There we
yay,
go.
cool.
Well, all right, guys, this has been a fun episode. We were going to talk about how ammo is going to get more expensive. And if you'd like to learn about why ammo is going to get more expensive, you can subscribe to my Substack because I got an article coming out tomorrow about it, or on Thursday, if you're watching the video version of this, or we're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah,
So
we'll
we're
talk about ammo next
100% going to
week.
talk about that.
RIP the fact that I was actually looking at forced reset things, because with ammo being more expensive, that gets a lot less fun.
It does. All right, guys, but that is it for this week. Thank you everyone for liking, sharing, subscribing. Please, share with your friends, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
Later.